Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. They also provide plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. Call 444-7200, Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. I want to let everybody know, too, I got an email today, and the email said, hey, I want to contact Towns Hair Shop to make an appointment, but I didn't catch the number on your KNKT commercial. So here it is, Towns Hair Shop, 505-433-5861. We are joined this afternoon on ABQ Connect by two great people. I don't know the second one, but I want to introduce Britton Pruitt. He is the Director of Development for Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. And also joining us today is Raymond Archibeck. He is the minister of the Rio Rancho Church of Christ. Raymond and Britton, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you for having me.
Raymond, do we have
you? Thank you for having me as well.
Hey, I appreciate you guys both coming on the phone. We are not locked down, but trying to take extra precautions here with doing phone interviews as opposed to having people in the studio. Again, just a measure of safety, and we hope everybody out there is staying safe. Hey, Britton, I want to start off by talking to you a little bit about Albuquerque Christian Children's Home virtual event coming up on November 21st. Tell us about that.
Well, on November 21st, like you said, Saturday from 7 to 8, we are going to be having a virtual holiday affair, and it's going to be on Facebook Live. So it's Saturday evening, November 21st from 7 to 8. We're going to be showing a Facebook Live event. We're going to be sharing messages from our leadership, our house parents, our special guests, and our children. And it's going to be a fun time for everyone to come and see what we're doing. And we also have, during that hour, we're going to be having a love offering. So we have some sponsors and some donors that have challenged us there. So every dollar that we get during that time period, up to $100,000, they're going to match.
That is really, really cool. And of course, the reason we want to talk to everybody and let our listeners know about what's going on at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home is, just like all of us, COVID has really affected all of us. The giving, the need is even greater at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home because you guys haven't skipped a beat taking care of all of your children. And we need to raise some money to help support the ministry. Minister Raymond Archibeck, Rio Rancho Church of Christ, is also on the phone with us. Raymond, you are so gracious to join us today, and I really am glad you're here because I know that your church has been supporting Albuquerque Christian Children's Home for a long time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. The congregation in Rio Rancho has been supporting on a monthly basis for quite some time, ACCH. It's just a wonderful work to be a part of. We are endeavoring to try in this COVID environment to do more fundraising for them if possible, but we can only do what circumstances allow us to do.
Raymond, would you like to see other churches get involved in supporting the ministry and kind of walk us through how you guys got involved and how other churches might get involved?
I would love to see any church that has it on their heart to support a ministry that is reaching out to children in our own community who have found themselves in a situation not of their own doing. Our congregation has been supporting ACCH long before I arrived. I've been here for the past 3 years, and I know the work has continued to support ACCH long before I got here. And I would encourage folks to get in touch with Britton. You know, he's an excellent director of development. He can help guide them in how they can be better involved, whether it's on a monthly basis or whether it's just through special love offerings that they can do individually at their church or even help do some fundraisers or special events. You know, it's a marvelous work, you know, to help out these children in our community.
Britton, playing off of what Raymond just said, how do people get in touch with you at ACCH?
So you can call my direct line. It's 505-898-5520. Or you can email me at B Pruitt. So it's letter B, last name Pruitt, P-R-U-I-T-T, B Pruitt at ACCH4Kids.org. Or you can go to our website at acch4kids.org.
And that's the number four, right? ACCH, the number four. Kids,
yes.
Plural, dot org. And we are, I know that a lot of our listeners really love the ministry. Britt and I found out about ACCH listening to our good friend Peter Benson, who is one of our guys. He does the daily morning and everything here on KNKT, and he's been here for many, many years. I listened to him doing an interview, and I started becoming a supporter of ACCH myself, finding out about the ministry here on KNKT. So I'm really prayerful and hopeful that that same type of thing will happen with listeners that are listening. And we have a lot of great charities. All of them are in great need. But ACCH has been also a supporter of the programming here, and so we appreciate that too, Britton, and we're all kind of a family. And during this time of crisis and the pandemic, we got to come together, and Raymond and Rio Rancho Church of Christ have come alongside you, and we hope other folks will do the same. Britton, I want to play off something that we've talked about over the last year or so. You frequently come on the program and you talk about how church groups and businesses have helped with other needs like maintenance on your facility. In addition to just making straight donations, they also buy materials and give you money for, you know, maintenance items and different things that happen. And they even come on campus and do the work. Is that still something that's available to them?
In a normal world in where it's equal, then I would say yes. Right now we can't do that, but if the COVID restrictions get lifted anytime soon, then we're going to be needing groups and churches to come and help us, because we have a list of maintenance items and things that they need to do. And the way they do that is they'll say, hey, we have a list of stuff in house that we kind of need done. And then people say, hey, I've got a youth group, and because it's sometimes it's age-appropriate things that need to be done. They say, hey, we've got some cottages that need to be repainted or re-roofed, or we, you know, whatever it is. And then we ask, and they say, we've got 14 people. Sometimes they have 14 people between the ages of 18 and 25 that want to come help. Well, they can do a lot more safer than some of the little kids can do. But we welcome everybody. So whatever they want to do, whatever they are able to do, and then they bring the money for the project, because we don't have the money to fund some of these projects. So they'll raise the money, they'll bring the money, they'll bring the materials. They'll give us the money, and we can go buy the materials with the money that they give, and then they bring their food, we'll cook it for them and everything. So it turns out a really good way, but it's a ministry for them.
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
Well, and Britton, a couple times we've talked about various work that these groups, and of course under the COVID restrictions right now, you can't have too many people on campus. Contractors, though, if you are a contractor, maybe an electrician, maybe a plumber, maybe you do sheetrock finishing, maybe you do painting, all of those types of skills and abilities you can use right now, can't you, Britton, even in this COVID environment we're in?
Yeah, anybody that has a heart for the children and want to donate their time and materials, I mean, we would welcome that, because we definitely need as much help as we can get. And the reason we need that help is because we do not take any state or federal funds. Everything that we have is for private donations. So we constantly have to fundraise. We constantly have to look for people that are able to help us. And that's one of the big ways that they can do that.
Yeah. We're also on the phone, just reminding listeners that might have just joined the program. We have Pastor and Minister Raymond Archibek. He's with the Rio Rancho Church of Christ. Raymond, tell us how giving and working with charities like ACCH blesses your congregation.
Just the fact that, like I said, that we can be involved in a work such as this, it really gets people galvanized, because the children, you have the opportunity, like Britton said, you can meet some of the families when they have this Facebook Live. But, you know, they're real families, real children that need help. And there's some wonderful families there that are providing kind of that parent aspect. And so when our members of the church get to meet them or see them and realize, hey, this is something real and tangible right here in our own backyard, it really pushes the church to want to be involved even more. Like Britton was saying, for when we're able to do on-site projects for them. It's a wonderful project for like a men's ministry, a ladies ministry, and even a youth ministry to get involved in, where you could pick a time and a project and just go down there and bless folks. Yeah. So it really is an uplifting and encouraging ministry for any church to be a part of, but that's how it has helped us.
Yeah.
It's really encouraged our folks to get involved in our community.
Well, and I know normally a lot of the churches are able to come out and volunteer for things like the summer barbecue and the pancake breakfast, and of course COVID's got us all kind of having to do everything virtually. So I want to remind our listeners again that on the 21st, which is a Saturday here coming up in a week, there's going to be a virtual event. It's going to be on Facebook. Britton, so that's Facebook, and then / is it Albuquerque Christian Children's Home? Is that kind of how you get to it, or do you enter in ACCH?
I'm going to do it while we're talking
right now. I'm going to do this because I'm one of those people that am social media challenged. And so I'm going to say,
It's facebook.com/ACCHKids.
ACCH Kids. Okay, so that's what I entered in my little search here, and sure enough, goes right to it. So if you enter in facebook.com/ACCHKids, it goes right to the page, and then you'll be able to click. You'll clearly see the link to the live broadcast. That's going to be from 7 to 8 o'clock p.m. on the 21st, Saturday, November 21st. Britton, you've been doing quite a few of those. In fact, as I'm looking at your homepage, I'm seeing a video with you on it right now. You're like a TV star.
Oh, yeah. we got to do what we can to keep people engaged.
Well, and is that working out okay? Are you still getting some good support? I know you have some businesses that are also involved in supporting you. Talk to us a little bit how a business might be able to either take up a one-time collection for you or even sponsor a child on a monthly basis.
So we have several businesses, but we could always use more that sponsor for us, that donate to us on a monthly basis. I don't want to list some because the others might get upset that I didn't list them. So we have dozens and dozens and maybe even 100 that support us and make sure that they take care of us. And some of the people from time to time will call us and say, what do you need? And they, you know, and they tell us, don't be shy. Just tell me what you need. And we'll tell them what we need. And they, if they're able to, they step up and we get it done. So if there's a business out there that has a heart for kids and they want to give to a worthwhile ministry, this is it.
Yeah. Well, and it absolutely is a worthwhile ministry. I had the fortune of being out there, not this past summer because everything was kind of locked down, but two summers ago. And I know that there has to be a lot of confidentiality with the children that are in your care. But I was able to, under the supervision of your staff, to go and talk with a few of the kids, not using any of their names, but we were able to interview them and play some of their recorded interviews. And just the joy, Britton, and you could just sense that they were at home. And you already mentioned, I know in your advertising, you frequently mention that a lot of these kids come from abuse situations, neglect, and you really provide them some normalcy and just a safe place to live.
Yeah, these children come from some of the worst situations that you can possibly imagine. Sometimes they come from pretty destitute hunger. They've come from homes that have immense amount of violence and alcohol abuse and drug addictions, neglect, you know, anything that you can think of. They've seen it and they live through it. And what we are trying to do here is to show them God's love and let them be kids. That's, you know, let them grow up spiritually with a godly influence and let them be kids. That's what they need.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to take a break and say thank you to our sponsors. But when we come back, I'm going to throw a bone out to Raymond, and I'm going to ask Minister Raymond to challenge not only all the Church of Christ churches around Rio Rancho, Albuquerque, and this large metro area we're in, but I'm going to have you challenge the evangelical churches like the Calvaries and the Legacies and the Citizens, and see if people will step up and really help out ACCH. We'll be right back after this. Stay with us.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
My father-in-law passed away about 4.5 years ago, so the house went through probate, and we needed to sell the house after we got done with probate. So I introduced Dom to my sister-in-law, Gloria, who lived up in Denver, and she felt very comfortable with him and him handling the sale of the house. We had a buyer almost immediately, but it fell through after several months of negotiations. We did a lot of improvements on the house, and so that fell through, and Dom immediately had another backup buyer, and the house proceeded to sell very quickly after that. We closed. Dom handled everything so smoothly and professionally. It was fantastic.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644.
899-4644. Se habla español.
At Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, we house children who have been abused, abandoned, and neglected. These children are here due to no fault of their own, and they need God's love. We accept no state or federal funding, so we need our donors more than ever. Saturday, November 21st is the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home virtual event. Stay tuned for more information from ACCH. Continue your support by logging into acch4kids.org and click on the Donate Now button or call us at 898-5520.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Britton Pruitt with the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home and Rio Rancho Church of Christ minister Raymond Archibek on the phone with us, and we're talking about ACCH today. Raymond, I offered you a little challenge, and I first want to talk to you about all the Church of Christ ministers out there. You know the inside track on how their parishioners can approach their church leadership with maybe coming alongside ACCH. How do they do that?
Well, I would suggest that it gets talked about more from the pulpit, that if we can encourage our members in the Churches of Christ to not only make them aware of the great work that we have right here, but also make them aware of the avenues of how they can support it and exactly what that work does. You know, like Britton had mentioned before, they're going to have a Facebook Live. How you have mentioned you've been out to the property. They're not shy about sharing what ACCH does, and we as the churches need to make that more known to our body. And along with that, we need to make a greater avenue for them to contribute to it. So many folks may not be internet savvy, but most of the time, members of a local church know how to go to their own church website or to their own church app. So one of the things that we have done in the Rio Rancho Church of Christ is both on our website and our church app, we have a drop down that when you go online to give your Sunday offering, you can also go online through the app or through the website and give, so it directly goes to ACCH. And that way the church just writes one check at the end of the week or the end of the month to contribute and to help. So that would be one of my suggestions for our churches. As far as challenging the churches at large in our community, I would like to remind them of this. You know, Psalm 127, it says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord." We talk a lot about from our pulpits in this city, not only about our society and our culture, and we would like to see us return to God. And I believe wholeheartedly that's going to start with our families. It's going to start with our children. If we can truly look at them as the psalmist says, they are a heritage from the Lord, then we're going to put everything we have, our heart, our soul, our ministry, into helping these children. You know, we have a lot of programs in a lot of these churches that, you know, I would say on the surface they're great, but you can't get any better than reaching out to our children. Christ said it himself, "Don't hinder the little kids to come unto me," and we should have a spirit of that of a child. And so if we can't find somewhere in our churches, somewhere in our ministry where we're focusing on the children of our own cities, of our own community, then I would suggest that we have missed the mark somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so I would challenge every church leader out there to search the scriptures and look at it and say, look, we need to start getting involved. And one of the great ways to get involved to help out our children of our city is to start working with ACCH.
Man, I love it. You can't say it any better than that. I so much appreciate that appeal. Britton, tell us about the day in the life of a child that's living on the campus of ACCH.
So normally, they live the life just like any other normal child does. They get up, they eat their breakfast, they get dressed, they go to school, they come home and they do chores and they do their homework and they go outside and play. We have a big playground for them playing, and it's just like being a normal child, except they have, you know, they have a house, they have parents just like they do anywhere else, the house parents, but there's 8 to 10 of them in one house, and there's, you know, most of them have their own room, and it's a very structured environment, so that's how they live.
Well, I know you guys have a beautiful basketball court, you have a little grass playground, a nice mm-hmm. field, you have all kinds of things for the kids to do. You have a perimeter that keeps people safe, that's something you can monitor and keep track of. And so it really is a place where the kids leave really tragic circumstances, and they come to ACCH and they have normalcy. You talk to them about the Lord. But I do want to emphasize that the faith background of the child is not something that you consider. You minister to these kids regardless of their social status or their faith background, don't you?
Yeah, we're not here to proselytize the kids. We're here to show them God's love and to show them that a normal family where they can be safe, where they can grow, where they can learn. And we're just going to show them that, and that's what we're going to do for them. But we're not here to proselytize them and try to force them into any certain belief. I mean, if that comes, great. If it doesn't, that is not our mission.
So. Yeah, yeah. Britton, how much has COVID-19 affected giving to ACCH?
Well, it's affected it a lot. Like I said, we can't have visitors and volunteers. I mean, we do have them every now and then, you know, very limited access, but they wanted to do a day on and day off for some of the kids in the school, and it was just going to be too much for the house parents to be able to transport some kids to school, some not, and then the other days some kids to school and some not. And so we turned our VOTEC into a classroom. So it's affected us financially like that, because we've spent a lot of money trying to transform the VOTEC into a mini classroom, and we've had to hire 3 educational assistants to be able to do that. And so we run into a pretty heavy financial burden just on that alone. And not to mention that, you know, COVID has put a lot of people into financial struggles themselves. And so people donating themselves, they've had struggle having to do that. And so we're making it, but we definitely could have more financial support. So we really need people to step up if they're able to.
Yeah. Raymond, I want to ask you a little bit about the community of Rio Rancho. How are things going out in Rio Rancho for the community?
Rio Rancho has come together quite well. I've had various meetings with other church leaders, and we're trying to tackle not only situations that involve our children and our schools, but also trying to tackle the homeless situation that exists too. I know some folks think when you come to Rio Rancho, there is no homelessness, but on the contrary, there is. And so I'm very happy and impressed with the way different church leaders come together with the mayor, Greg Hull, so that we can start tackling some of these tough issues. But I will say I've seen COVID take its toll, you know, not only on the local body, but on the community as a whole. And I'd like to encourage folks that, you know what, no matter what happens in this COVID season, or let's talk even the greater election season we're in, God is still on his throne. And the church itself needs to be more visible and more evident. And we need to be out there as the hands and feet of Jesus, so that those folks who are at home, staying home and shut in, and some are starting to get depressed, they can actually see Jesus in the rest of us. So this may be a season we go through, but man, the church can really make it a powerful season to bring people to Christ.
Mm. Minister Raymond Archibek. He is the minister of the Rio Rancho Church of Christ. Where are you located? And tell us a little bit about the Rio Rancho Church of Christ.
We are located on 1006 22nd Street Southeast in Rio Rancho. So we're right off of Southern and close to UNSER. We are just a community of believers. We are a very close-knit family body. We do as much as we can to reach our community. We're not only involved with ACCH, we're involved with different organizations such as Feed New Mexico Kids, Family Promise of Albuquerque, various Celebrate Recovery. Our goal is to utilize the tools that are out there, all for the express purpose is to share Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's hard to share Christ when people are hungry. It's hard to share Christ when people are cold. So we got to start meeting these needs, and that's what our church endeavors to do. Our congregation being what it is, we want to do whatever we can to help our community with the express goal of shining light on the cross.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I want to remind everybody, you mentioned technology a little bit earlier, and your website is riorancochurch.com. And people can log in there and get your service times. Phone number that I have is 505-892-7676.
Yes, sir.
Is that correct? Britton, one more time, tell us about the virtual event coming up Saturday the 21st.
two Saturdays from now, Saturday, November 21st from 7 to 8, we're going to have a virtual holiday affair that will be done on Facebook Live. We're going to be sharing messages from our leadership, our house parents, special guests, and our children. And you might even hear me say a couple of things. So please come and watch as we show everybody what we've been doing. It's going to be something that I think everybody will enjoy.
Yeah, it sounds great. And gentlemen, I so much appreciate you joining us today on ABQ Connect. And ACCH is a special ministry to us. We appreciate all that you do there for the children. God bless you both and your ministries, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Thanks, Jim.
I appreciate
it. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Take care.